Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we've got Dr. Rebecca Meering. Morena, Rebecca, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm very well, thanks, and yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. It's great to be able to talk to you today. We are talking COVID-related things to do with your research as well. Could you give us a little intro into what it is you're looking into at the moment, Rebecca?
Yeah, well, we're doing a survey in collaboration with some researchers over in Australia. And we're having a look at the impact of COVID-19 restrictions on physical activity,
right,
as well as work productivity, and having a look at how that affected people's work, presenteeism and absenteeism.
So what are some of your, I guess, concerns? What's led to this survey going out? What are your sort of thoughts around this at the moment, Rebecca?
Well, physical activity has a great impact. I think everybody is pretty certain that it has a good impact on people's health.
Mm.
But now with the restrictions, with the movement restrictions, those physical activity levels, we're not sure how they changed or how they might have changed. And it's also well known that your physical activity can have an effect on your work productivity.
Mm.
So essentially what we want to do is just investigate that relationship and see what has changed during COVID. And then we want to have a look at a follow-up about 6 months later and see if anything has changed and if those changes have remained in place.
And where are you getting your survey data from? Because lots of different countries around the world have had different rules about how you can exercise during lockdowns. Are you looking at different countries or are you just honing in on a couple of examples?
We're honing in really only on Australia and New Zealand. New Zealand, we're in the fortunate position that we didn't have such heavy restrictions on movements. Even during level 4, we were still able to go out and exercise in our vicinity. And Australia also didn't have heavy restrictions placed on their movement, even though it was recommended that they stay at home. Physical activity was still recommended or encouraged.
And do you have any kind of information so far about how your sort of survey is coming back? Has it been released out into the world yet, or are you kind of getting ready to do that?
No, not yet. It's it's released, and we started the survey about 2 weeks ago. So we're just gathering information and trying to get as many responses to see what impacts these unprecedented times have had on the way we move and are active.
And what kind of stuff are you hoping this will be able to help us with in the future? I mean, hopefully people won't have to deal with, you know, many lockdown situations in our lives, but also it's a very real possibility. We live in an ever-changing world. What kind of purposes do you think this research can be put towards, Rebecca?
Absolutely. I think that things are going to change post COVID-19, especially the way we work. They already have changed. So the main sort of area where this would be applied is in workplace well-being programs,
right,
where people put into place sort of interventions to make sure that their workforce is healthy. But if the way we work is changing, those interventions may or may not be relevant in a post-COVID-19 area. So we want to have a look and see if barriers to activity are the same before and after COVID, especially in a workforce.
And are you looking at people who work in specific industries, or are you doing broad strokes with this one, Rebecca?
We're specifically targeting people who work at a desk, so your white-collar workers. Yeah, so people who sort of are quite sedentary for long periods of time during the day, not because they want to be, but because that's what the job demands.
Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting one, because I know that, you know, anecdotally you hear a lot about people saying that they found working at home either easier or harder for various reasons, and that kind of being stuck in a space that is also your home space is sometimes quite difficult for people, or for other people was sort of relaxing or freeing during a very stressful time. It'd be really interesting to hear about how people's physical exercise and activity was also affected. How did you find your lockdown situation? What was your little bubble, bubble's experience of it?
Mine was very challenging because I have two young kids at home. So trying to work and manage young kids, which I'm sure a lot of mums working from home found the same, it was quite demanding. And I think my physical activity actually increased because I just needed to get out of the house for some quiet time. So that was my experience of lockdown.
Going for a long, long walk.
Yeah.
So how is the survey being rolled out? Can people sort of volunteer to sign up to it, or is it a random selection? How does that work, Rebecca?
Absolutely. It's a link to a survey, a Qualtrics survey. So if you just look for Latrobe COVID survey, people can just complete the survey there. It's a link to a survey website.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds really interesting. I'll be really intrigued to hear what this research eventually shows up about this period of time. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, Rebecca. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you so much.
See you later.
Cheers.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.